Start your week smiling with your friends, Kathy Zant and Michelle Frechette. It's time to get ready for some weekly motivation with WP Motivate. Happy Friday, Kathy.
Happy Friday. How are you doing? I guess you're packing.
Oh, gosh, wouldn't that be nice? No, I haven't got that far yet.
Oh, no. Time's a ticking.
I know. And I didn't make a lot of this public because I didn't want to scare the people at WordCamp Asia. And I was already like nervous enough about it, but I had lost my passport. And so I needed to get a replacement passport. And it was down to the wire. And I applied for the replacement passport and paid extra to expedite it, which is 3 to 5 weeks. Well, 5 weeks would have been the day I was supposed to leave for Thailand.
Wow.
And with travel not refundable most of the time, I was not about to book anything until I had passport in hand. It arrived Monday of this week. Sunday night or Monday, whatever, when I got the mail. So yeah, it was Monday. So I get the passport Monday and it's like, all right, we got a week. So I get online to start looking at booking travel. And I was thinking I would fly out on the 14th since it starts on the 17th. But it's like 30 hours of travel time, which would actually put me arriving on the morning of the 17th, which is contributor day. So I couldn't do that. Yeah. Because, and Mark Westgaard from WS Forum said to me, he's flown in and out of Asia before. He said, you need a buffer day because a 13-hour time difference from our time zone here to Thailand means that you need to sleep when you get there or you will be compost for the entire time you're in Thailand. Yeah. And so I looked at different flights and I'm actually flying out at, my flight leaves at 5:30 p.m. Monday the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day from the air. And I arrive on the morning of the 15th, Thai time. So I will have that day and whatever to reacclimate myself to time zones and then be able to hit the ground running on the 16th at night. I think there's a party or something. There's so many parties around WordCamps. And then contributor day on the 17th, which I'm staffing the photo table for contributor day because I am part of the photo team. One of the moderators for the photography project photo directory for WordPress.org. So I'll be able to be there. I don't know what questions people will have or what work we're going to do, but I'm excited about it. And then I'm speaking, and I'd love to tell you when I'm speaking, but like I'm not in that time zone. So it has like, I am so time zone challenged. I'm speaking at some point. On the 18th or the 19th.
Yeah.
They even sent me an email yesterday that's like, we're so sorry. We've had a switch. We've had a adjustment in the calendar. So you're not speaking at this time. We hope that's not an inconvenience. I'm like, it's all like good. I'm just going to be there. Just tell me when to show up where, you know, it's all good. But because I didn't know if I was actually going to be going until this week, I hadn't booked travel. I hadn't booked hotel. I hadn't made arrangements to meet with people there yet. I hadn't put my slideshow together yet for my talk, which I have to do this afternoon because it's really late. They wanted it like a month ago and I was just like, yeah, I'm good. I'm working on it. But I'm doing a lightning talk. So it's not like there's a million slides anyway for a lightning talk because that's a 10-minute talk. And yes, anybody listening, it feels absolutely bizarre to travel 30 hours to Asia to talk for 10 minutes. But I am just absolutely honored and thrilled to be asked to speak. I am talking about looking for the good and the good things that have happened in the last 3 years over WordPress in spite of a global pandemic and the changes that that threw into everybody's lives. And the fact that so much good has come out of it in spite of the tragedy and everything that we've gone through. And not just the pandemic, but floods and pestilence and earthquakes and everything else, right? War and everything that we as a community have rallied around one another. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about is the fact that as a community, we can go through a lot of compost. We can go through a lot of really, really bad stuff. And yet, as a community, we always come together for each other and rally around one another. And for me, that is just phenomenal. right? Just phenomenal. So that's what my 10-minute talk is going to be about. I'm so excited to be able to go there and do that. I have bought an extra ticket for a friend to travel with me because I am a disabled person and traveling terrifies me. Not worrying about not being able to stand up and walk from point A to point B without some assistance, somebody to grab my backpack if I need to, those kinds of things always like terrifies me.
Yeah.
The time zone difference is somebody that understands how to do that, somebody that can navigate that, where I don't feel like I'm going to get stranded somewhere alone. And so, and it's fun to have to travel with somebody and have a companion anyway. So, so I have a friend that's going with me and we'll make things a lot better. And he's in WordPress too. So he's got a ticket. He's going to be there for the whole shebang. He's going to all the same parties. And it's going to be fun to introduce him around, to everything that's going on and to meet people. And he's a rock star. So he's going to be awesome. And yeah, I'm excited about it, but I haven't started packing yet. I did get a new suitcase, so that's good. And I did, just in case, order the plugs, like, because they don't use the same outlets that we do. So I bought some, I guess they're adapters. I don't even know the right terminology. So I bought some adapters so that I can plug my extension cord in and plug, I've got the hiccups, everything into my extension cord. And yeah, it should be good. I'm pretty excited about it.
That is so cool. Are you going to have some time after WordCamp to just kind of take in Thailand a little bit?
I booked an extra 3 days so that we are, well, 2 days. So it ends on the 19th. We fly back on the morning of the 23rd. And so we get 2 days to kind of actually take in Bangkok, do some sightseeing, you know, whatever it is we want to do before we fly home.
Amazing. So, wow. I'm so excited for you. And I'm so excited, you know, WordCamp Asia, when the whole pandemic stuff started, WordCamp Asia was the first major one that really
took a hit.
Cancellation, yep. That where it was just like pulled, and it was the first one. And so I've always felt like so sad for all of the organizers and everybody mm-hmm. who bought tickets and everybody who was like really excited for the first ever WordCamp Asia. So it's so exciting to me to see this event happening, even though I can't be there. It's a little, little much for me for travel for right now, but I'm so excited that you get to go and that you've got some other stellar people going too as well, I think.
A couple people.
So I'm just excited that the whole community gets to actually have the real first WordCamp Asia and you get to be there. Woo!
I know. It's very exciting. I'm very excited about it. And so when the first one was canceled back in 2020, I think it was scheduled for... Was it scheduled for April or May of that year, I think? And like we went into lockdown in March. Mm. And it got canceled with like just a couple of weeks before it was all supposed to happen. And one of the organizers over there, I am so excited about meeting friends that I've never met in person, but I count as my friends. So one of the organizers I have several organizers that are my friends, but one of them reached out to me and she said, "Did we make the right decision? Like some of us are still going. Because we have the time booked, we have the travel booked, we're still going to go there, we're still going to meet up, you know, together, but did we make the right decision? Do you think this was smart?" And I said to her at that time, well, none of us knew what was going to happen, right? The whole idea was like, oh, we're going to go into lockdown for a few weeks and this thing will be eradicated. Well, no, that's not how it works, right? But even with not having the vision of what would the next 3 years would look like, I said, you absolutely made the right decision because... Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen. And if people traveled there and were there in massive quantities, thousands of people, and people left and got sick, left and died, because more people were dying back then. We didn't have the medications for it that we do now. We certainly didn't have vaccines yet. And there weren't as many, the breathing machines and things like that. I can't think of the right words to say, but intubation and all of those things. And we lost community members to COVID because of a super spreader event like that. Yeah. That would have been the worst thing to hit the community. So absolutely made the right choice. But so excited that it gets to happen now.
Yeah. It's very exciting. And I'm excited that more and more WordCamps are starting to pop up on the calendar and more people can get together. Because I think we're in a really exciting time for WordPress right now, just with Gutenberg, we're finally feeling like it's in a state of maturity where people are building all kinds of cool stuff and full site editing coming on the horizon. And if you haven't seen Cadence Blocks 3 yet, Catholic beans. I just had a conversation this morning with someone, another old-time WordPresser, who was like, I just built a whole site. I know I'm not supposed to use that in production, but I built a whole site with Cadence Blocks 3, and it is on fire. This is amazing.
I love
so
it.
Excited. So I'm excited for what 2023 is going to bring for WordPress, and so it seems just appropriate that it's almost like we're kind of picking up where we left off before all of this crazy lockdown stuff. And
yeah, my daughter, she used to refer to things, she doesn't as much anymore, but she used to refer to things as BC, not as in like before the common era, before Christ, but before COVID. Like life BC was like February 2020 and earlier, before lockdown and the world went crazy.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, I was traveling so much, going to word camps all over the place. And
yeah, me too.
And then it's just not at all. And it's so funny because at the time I was traveling a lot with my son, who was, you know, his professional career as a camera holder. And now my daughter's like of that age, she's almost 15. And she's like, when's it my turn? I want to go. I want to go to word camp. I want to go to this one. I want to go here. And she's like, yeah. Was practicing on Duolingo, practicing Greek.
Oh, nice.
Well, she went through Russian for a while, then she went through Italian for a while, and she's like, we're going to WordCamp Europe, right? And I'm like, a little maybe next year, maybe another language for you.
Well, my daughter messaged me and she's like, can I go to Greece with you? I'm like, sure, she can be my travel companion. But she's got to commit to being as cheerful and helpful as Jeff is when he travels with me, because she's like, mom, you know, kind of thing. I'm like, there will be none of that.
Yeah. No, anybody who travels with me, it's like, all right, you're working. I'm working. Exactly. You're working. We're working together, you know?
Exactly. This is a working trip for me. I'll book a couple extra days in so we can see Greece. Absolutely. But at WordCamp, you're my bitch.
Exactly. Are you going to Athens? Are you going to WordCamp Europe?
I am. I don't know. We haven't even talked about it as a company. I don't know if they're sponsoring me, but I did apply to speak. I haven't been notified, of course, yet. Whether or not I speak, I am either going as a company if we sponsor it, or I'm paying my own way, because there's no way I'm not going to WordCamp Europe this year.
Amazing. I'm so jealous.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Days, I'll be right there with you, but not this year.
No, but you and I are tentatively making plans to be at WordCamp Phoenix together.
Yes.
So we're talking as a company about sponsorship and those kinds of things. And so hopefully you'll be able to make the plans you need to for home life to be able to go. And, you know, we'll coordinate our travel. I mean, we'll get our own rooms, because you don't need to hear me snore. But
Well, if I go, my daughter wants to go too, so she'll have to listen to me snore.
Unfortunately, I'll probably lean on you a little bit to help me with my travel, since you're so used to helping people. Like, I can't take apart and put together my scooter myself, so maybe you can direct the taxi drivers to help with that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we'll take care of you, and if I've got Claire with me, she's
awesome.
She'll be both of our bitches.
There you go. She'll buy her all the Starbucks she wants, I promise.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great venue. It's right downtown, and it's like across the street, there's like a grocery store even. So it's like really super easy to get whatever you need, and just like right there. So it's a really great venue. And I just love, I mean, obviously it's kind of like home to me for WordCamps, because I organized for a couple of years. And so that team that does WordCamp Phoenix is amazing, with Raquel and Carol and Dave and everybody else who's there.
I've been talking to Carol. She knows that I'm planning to come, and she reached out to make sure that I have my accessibility needs met while I'm there.
Amazing.
Perfect. And that was so wonderful. Absolutely.
Yeah, she's amazing. She would she was always concerned that like we would get sick at WordCamp, because you know how conference crud and everything.
Oh yeah,
she
for
always
sure.
Had like fresh homemade elderberry, like, okay, everybody come get your elderberry. Like, okay, mom.
Elderberry syrup time. It tastes better than NyQuil, I'm gonna say, for sure.
Yeah, she totally took care of us. She takes care of the organizing committee, she takes care of the speakers, and she just like cares for the people there so much. She's kind of She's an amazing human being.
That's wonderful.
Very blessed to have known her and to know her. I mean, like, even though I'm not there, it feels like I'm gone. Like, I want to go home. I want to go back to Phoenix and see everybody.
Well,
I have all these homes I want to go to.
I absolutely am putting out all the positive vibes in the world to make sure that you're there with me, because it's going to be exciting. And and we've been at camps before, but never as coworkers. So this will be so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be fun. We'll have a good time.
Absolutely.
And they put on a really great camp. Great.
I've heard
party too.
So I've heard. And some of it was in the film that you put together. So I could see things that were happening through that. It was just wonderful. So
yeah. Yeah. That film almost feels like a documentary of everything that happened like that one year. It was kind of a tough year at the Phoenix Convention Center. Just dealing with all of the convention center stuff is yeah. hard. But yeah, that was so much fun.
Absolutely. Well, fingers crossed that it works out, that you can get to at least Phoenix, if not also Europe. Yeah. I'm going to put it out there. Maybe Europe's not completely off the table. You never know. We figure things out as we go. But
yes, exactly.
Super excited. So I think we're going to, just in case anybody's like totally tuned into hearing us every week, because I'm in Thailand next week, we are going to take a little bit of a hiatus. And so you won't hear from us next week. We're unsure about the week following, since I may be completely jet lagged when we get back, but it'll at least be 1 week, if not two, before we're back again. But it doesn't mean that we aren't thinking about you all and hoping that you're finding motivation in every day. So any last words, Kathy?
You know me, I'm just saving for that last one.
Right.
I'm just saving it all.
I love it. There's always that little pause that always just makes me giggle after we actually close the thing. But we hope you all have a wonderful week. I will be tweeting and sharing information from Thailand as I'm there. Follow me on Twitter at Michelle Ames if you're interested in seeing my journey. Other than that, we'll see you in a few weeks. Bye.
Bye.
This has been WP Motivate with Kathy Zant and Michelle Frechette. To learn more or to sponsor us, go to WPMotivate.com.